Just a few days ago, you were visiting the city of New Orleans, or Nolens, if that's where you were from. One of the songs that echoed throughout the streets of that rebuilding city, and it might have been a Louis Armstrong rendition, is "When the Saints Come Marching In." Now, I won't sing that to you this afternoon, but by the words of "When the Saints Come Marching In," it goes on and on. "Oh, I want to be among that number. Oh, I wish to be up that number. Oh, when the saints come marching in." Well, the reason I mentioned that is just a few days ago, Mariana, we prayed, joined that group of individuals where she died on All Saints Day, passed from this life to the next, as she continued on in her journey. And you know what's interesting? The journey for her, in a special way, began just a few days prior. She made a decision, along with her family, to discontinue treatment with dialysis and such because it was becoming too painful and didn't promise a whole lot of hope for a cure. So she decided, especially this one who was so much involved with travel, she decided to travel home, to go home to be with her family, and she prepared to meet God the Father. And you know, in visiting the house, one of the things I noticed, it looked so normal. Even though the hospital bed was in the living room, there were balloons, and it was bright and sunny, and conversation, and some song. It just looked so normal. And maybe that's a lesson for all of us. You know, as Mary Ann passed from this life to the next, after over 80 years, you know, that's a part of the normal part of life. We are born, we live, and ultimately we are called home to God. And I think it's the prayer of the church as we join with Leo and with all the family. It's the prayer of the church as we join with you in prayer this day that she now be numbered among that group that we call the saints. You know, it's interesting as I listened to the family conversation, you know, I became a bit jealous. You know, when I went on vacation, a lot of times it was maybe a Springfield up or Chicago, maybe D.C. But because of the connections that Mary Anna had with her employer, the family didn't travel just to Chicago or to Springfield or to the Lake of the Ozarks. They walked the streets of Rome, probably Greece and Africa. They were able to travel all around the world. You know, one of the things that they brought out to me in conversation is they said that she gave them the world. And if you look at that, you can see it in two different ways. First of all, because of her marriage to her husband on that day in October in 1948. You know, out of love that she had for her husband, that love that was shared, they gave the world their children. And each member of that family has an influence in the life of another person. That's why we're all here today, as we celebrate her life. But she not only gave, together with Leo, the life that her children had, but she made sure that they learned about the world, that they were able to sample all the beauty of God's creation. You know, the beauty of sunsets and sunrises, not just here in the United States, but throughout the world. But she also made sure that her children saw the beauty of art in museums, or the wonderful nature that surrounds us, by maybe going to Shaw's Garden, or the whole idea of what a family is, living in a dwelling that is not just a house, but is also a home. You know, it's just a reminder to all of us, you know, and no matter what she did, as she began her life on October 10th of 1927, as she added to the spice of that life on October 2nd, 1948. And as she continued on her journey, as she witnessed the birth of her children and all the different experiences of life, what life holds, until that November morning, just a few days ago, right around 10:30 or so, when she welcomed the call of God to come home and to continue her journey of life and faith and experience. One of the things she also said during the course of the week, in one way or another, she said, "My time is done. My time is done." And you know, it's interesting, one of my great heroes of life is the late Pope John Paul II. And you know, she shares an important day with Pope John Paul II. He was ordained a priest on November 1st, 1946. And in the last moments of his life, he said to those around him in his room, "It is now time for me to go to the house of my Father." And one way or another, he was saying, "My time is done." And so as we witness these two great people, I think it's also a reminder to us. You know, Mariana had some control over her life. She decided to discontinue those treatments. She knew that just in a few days, she would meet the Creator, God the Father. As I said, she decided to do that at home. She journeyed to be there with her family and friends. She was ready. She was blessed by the church and blessed by the love of her family. She was surrounded by love. She was surrounded by prayer. She was surrounded by friendship. You know, I think anytime we celebrate a memorial mass or a funeral, a mass of Christian burial, hopefully it's a lesson to all of us who still are on this part of our journey of life. How's your life today? Are you a reflection of kindness and goodness? 10 years after your death, will people still tell stories about how you made a difference in their lives? Or, you know, when we celebrate, again, a mass of Christian burial or a memorial mass, it's just a lesson to us all that God gives us a certain amount of time on earth. He blesses us with personality, character. He gives us all kinds of different talents. He gives us people to share those experiences of life. He gives us sometimes a gift of song. And those times when you at least expect it. So it's just a reminder to all of us, you know, that as we give Mariana back to Almighty God, we pray that maybe if we need a little push in life in terms of faith or friendship or understanding, we need to seek the forgiveness of another person or to forgive another person. It's just a reminder to us that we might know when the brother might come. Or in the next moment, in the twinkling of an eye, as the scriptures remind us, when we too might be called home to God. You know, the prayer of the church that has been sung throughout the centuries is eternal rest granted to her, O Lord, and let perpetual life shine upon her. May her soul and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, now rest in peace. And so as a wife, and as a parent, as a grandmother, as a friend, as a relative, as a person who gave so much of her life to make sure that her family was cared for and loved, and had the experiences of the beauty of life, as a person who was willing to share with others as she worked in the liftoff process, you know, in terms of raising money for those who were in need. As a daughter, you know, of the saint, great Saint Rose Philippine Shen, you know, the Sacred Heart, she was the Sacred Heart woman. All those different experiences we now commend with her to Almighty God. And we pray with a real spirit of gratitude. For as her children said, she gave us life, she gave us the world, and now by our prayers, we give her back to God. Now we stand and offer to God these our prayers.
For all those influenced by the education ministry of the Madams of the Sacred Heart, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. for mothers, caregivers of all dimensions, and those in the roles of a parent. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who provide by example the true meaning of respecting life and its dignity in all its beauty and challenging facets, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all military, past and present, at the four corners of the earth, and between protecting our freedoms, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the courage of those answering their call to their vocation, that they may learn from the strength, wisdom, and love of those who are mentors and have gone before them in their capacity as teachers in life's adventure, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For everyone touched or influenced by the love and wisdom of Marianna Devlin, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
The most loving God.